And you can call it a game of missed opportunities and a game of mistakes for Lehigh Valley. Top of the second inning, the Iron Pigs load the bases with nobody out. They come away without a run. In the fourth inning, scoreless game, it rolls into the fourth. The Pigs threaten again.
Knapp on third, Perkins on second. Pitch is swung on a ground ball to first. Runner's coming home, and the only play is to first, and nobody's covering. Stassi is safe. The pitcher, Diamond, took forever to get there by the time he got the shovel from the first baseman. Kochman, he was nowhere near the bag. An infield single and an RBI, and the Pigs will take it. They take a 1-0 lead here in the fourth inning.
That's successful, but Darnell Sweeney unable to get a squeeze bunt down. Cam Perkins caught coming home from third, and it ends up just being a lone run in the fourth inning, despite, once again, putting multiple runners in scoring position. Next inning, the fifth, the Pigs, they threaten again. Two on for Andrew Knapp with two outs.
Pitch swung on, hammer towards second. Oh, a diving stop to his left by Cassia. Gets up from the grass and right, throws to first. Robs Knapp and the Pigs of a run here in the fifth inning. Star-worthy play by the veteran Alexi Cassia.
That helps Scott Diamond on the mound. He was brilliant tonight for Buffalo. He gets through six, allowing just one run on six hits. Bisons finally forced the issue versus David Buchanan, who took the hill tonight for Lehigh Valley in the bottom of the fifth inning.
Here he's trying to get out of a big-time spot here. Bases loaded. Infield stays back with one away, and here's the pitch. Swung on and hit out to center field, and this is going to be Sweeney who comes in, and it's over his head. He misplayed the baseball. One run's in. Two runs are in. They're setting home the third runner. He is in. The throw is cut off on a base clearing. Three-run triple by Ceciliani on a ball Sweeney misplayed.
Now, the run would have scored anyway as a sacrifice fly, but the blunder makes it three. And when the next batter, Matt Dominguez, stepped up, well, that only magnified the situation, amplified it, and made it worse for Lehigh Valley.
Pitch home. Swung on, grounded through the middle, base hit. And the infield would have been back had Sweeney made the catch, and that would have been a routine ground out to short. So a four-run inning, and Buffalo a 4-1 lead.
But Scott Diamond comes out of the game after six, so the Pigs not down and out here versus the bullpen in the seventh. They'd rekindle some of the magic Lehigh Valley had just the night ago.
Only one run tonight, not on a home run. Runner leads, pitch is swung on and blasted way out there to right field. Burns racing back at the track, at the wall, forget about it. There's a home run again for Lehigh Valley. Holy Toledo right on cue. A line drive BB as Cody Ashy becomes Cody Smashy, and the Pigs are within one here in the seventh inning.
Doing it with the long ball for the second consecutive night, Ashy. After Ashy, a pitching change made. Danny Barnes in for Dustin Antolin, who struggled and allowed the two runs. After Darren Ruff reaches second base. And Barnes strikes out the only batter he faces, Andrew Knapp. So once again, Lehigh Valley strands a runner aboard and wastes an opportunity with a runner in scoring position. The opportunity would develop again in a 4-3 game in the top of the ninth inning. Cedric Hunter, a pinch hitter, leads things off with a double, moves to third. So Lehigh Valley set up perfectly.
Fans make noise. Hunter off third. The 3-2 Ashy. Caught on a strike three. And Rochester pulls to 3.5 of Lehigh Valley. Barnes digs deep, gets strikeout with a man 90 feet away. And Cedric Hunter left on third, watching the Bison celebrate.
The ninth runner that Lehigh Valley left aboard. Pigs go just 2-for-11 with runners in scoring position, and Buffalo defeats Lehigh Valley 4-3 in the first game of this four-game set.